Are we on the internet?
No.
Maybe.
Okay.
How can you be on a series of tubes?
That is
you
the
have
best
to balance
response.
Yourself precariously.
Oh my goodness.
Hello and welcome to Hidden Abyss, the first of our two recordings tonight. This is going to be episode 38. I'm so sorry, which is, this is a blanket statement. It's evergreen, I think, even though I am naming all the current arc episodes after Imagine Dragon songs. Imagine there's no dragons. It isn't hard to do. Never mind.
I think the Pack Tactics one caused that. Anyway.
Very valid, and it has repercussions into season 3, and I'm thrilled by this. In any case, if you haven't guessed already, if you're wondering what the heck is going on here, this is a homebrew 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign. My name is Crash. I will be your DM for the evening. And tonight I am joined by some fantastic people, including Jen, Millie, and Cindy. And, well, we just lost Millie, and then she came back. She's playing the hokey pokey with Discord, taking a step out and taking a step back in again.
I missed 90% of what you were saying because Discord was doing its own thing.
Yep, that's exactly that's on par for Discord. And Ellie's hanging out in chat as well. And what happened last week?
Paige was smart. So, 2 episodes ago, Paige sent Lulu the now hedgehog to follow the goblin chef for in case he did anything weird, and he did. He left town. And so, while Mazir was staring at a piece of wood because she, like, rolled, like, a 2 for her perception, Paige was on it. And Paige and Ash, who is doing magical disappearing spells, Paige and Ash ran through the woods and dragged Fahim with, and we followed my hedgehog, and we found the goblin, and he was being accosted by a bunch of people, so we kicked their butts. But while we did so, the goblin ran away and peed himself and ran off. And so then we beat up a bunch of people and we're like, bro, we're tired. And we assumed that the goblin ran back to the camp. So we were like, doo-doo-doo, back to the camp. And then we discovered the goblin never returned. And that's where we were.
Can I just say, I am thrilled that when we let Millie give the recap. Well, one, it's accurate.
I can't add anything else.
One, it is accurate, but two, and I would argue more importantly, it is in character for Paige's inner monologue.
It is.
And Paige flew on her broomstick, and she cast spells, and also, she killed two enemies by throwing her magic darkness. It was super cool. Paige is awesome, and that's what we have to take away from that. And Ash finally understands that Paige is the coolest and listens to everything I say.
Okay, well, that's our show for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
I get into character before I start.
There you go. Why not?
All right, so you did come back to camp, and after that happened, Onka left camp with the other group and hung out with them for a little bit, and they were looking for the goblin, while the rest of you were like, you know, we've used up a lot of spell slots. Maybe we should have a long rest. And Onka was like, I don't need no long rest. I'm going to go off and fight things. So
yes. You
went off and fought things.
Yes.
And you found orcs.
We did. Orcs in trees.
Yes. That thought they were going to get the jump on you. And instead, one in particular was frightened to the point where he decided to run away.
Yep.
While he was standing on a tree branch.
Yeah, it didn't go well for him. Not at all.
No, it didn't go well for any of them. And right at the end, Thava showed up and helped to speed things up a little bit by taking one of the ones that had Tasha's Hideous Laughter cast on it and thought it was a really good joke. And just giving him a punchline that was a crossbow bolt to the neck. And another one was stabbed by her pseudo-dragon familiar, Vex. And then they fell out of a tree. And to take a long story, and this sounds like it's already a long story, but this was a 2-hour session.
Right.
So to take that 2-hour session and make it shorter than 2 hours, you brought back one orc prisoner.
Okay.
And Thava again said, you didn't see me. I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
And did not go into the camp. But you came back and were able to share, oh, by the way, they are out looking for us. And here's this guy. Let's see if we can ask him any questions.
Ask questions?
You know, I don't think that if we were trying to min-max here, having the Kenku do an interrogation would be the most effective way of doing it. But
it
would
be a bonus to intimidation.
It would be.
But if I wanted you to always do the most effective method, there would be a lot more railroading in my campaigns.
I may not be able to read minds anymore. I may have lost that when I went to worship Gazika. But, I mean, I'm a crazy burb scientist.
And I'm someone who forgot to press the record button.
And I have three undead hands to use to help me with intimidation.
All right. So.
Talk or I'll try to recreate Frankenstein's monster with you.
I already made an Oreo Dunkin' machine. Let's see what's next.
Okay, so that's what you say to the orc you brought back?
Let's see what's next.
No, well, anything that Paige says in that tone, I'm assuming that it's Paige's inner monologue, so no one else knows what it is, because, you know, no language.
Bird giggling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
But I was asking Fahim.
No.
If that's what we're hearing, if that's what Fahim asked the orc.
No, Fahim would just, she's not very, she has a decent wisdom, but she's also not very charismatic, so I interpret that to being, she's not very good at actually interacting with people, even if she can sometimes see more of what's going on than others. So she would not be the best interrogator. She'd probably just straight up ask, so who's looking for us? And if you don't talk, I might start punching.
Give me an intimidation check.
My intimidation's a -1 thanks to my charisma, so.
Oh.
I believe in this role.
Oh my.
If you need help, I will then intimidate. Ooh!
How'd I nat 20 that?
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say that this is the one that fell out of the tree when stabbed by a pseudo-dragon and then was woken up to find out that all of his friends were dead and he was the saddest of dinosaurs. So he looks at you and he looks over at a rather upset Onka.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks over at a small bird with zombie hands crawling over it. And a hedgehog on its head growling at him.
I'm poofed up. Grr, grr.
So that the thing is, the hedgehog attempting to be fierce actually would not be an intimidation check. It would be a persuasion check because it ends up being more adorable the more fierce it tries to be.
Grr.
its eyes just get larger.
It's just like the little chameleon from Tangled.
I have not seen that movie.
I haven't either, but I've seen. Yeah, I know what the chameleon looks like. So yeah.
Actually, that would be terrifying because chameleon eyes don't need to go in the same direction. We don't know who it's trying to intimidate. It's giving the evil eye to that person over there and that other person on the other side of camp. It's not supposed to work that way.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah, Pascal from Tangled is not looking in different directions. It's just cute.
Well, yes. Yes, it is. But it's also a Disney character, so of course.
Yes, but it's that level of trying to be intimidating.
Okay.
Grr.
Well, with a nat 20, this orc looks around at this party, and you've drug it most of the way back to camp, so... there's also a few other members of the camp that are hanging out and able to assist. A particular character who I... Oh, there we go. There's my list of character names. Zinrin also happens to be standing directly behind Fahim. Zinrin, the furbolg.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Friend. Friend. All friend. That's literally the only name I remember.
Who's like twice as wide as Fahim and a couple of feet taller.
Yeah, it's very tall friend.
Yeah. And the orc grunts and he says, you gain nothing. We are searching for your camp.
Why are you searching for our camp?
Why do you kill rats?
Can I punch him?
You most certainly are allowed to, yes.
I want to punch him. Okay.
Paige is just squawking the words of the tray still.
All right, I've rolled a 17. What would that be exactly, skill-wise? I don't know.
I'm going to have to open
I have a strength
character.
Of plus 3, so...
Okay, so yeah, 20. That's a dirty 20. That's going to
hit.
Yeah,
I'm going to punch him in the head.
And your damage is, if you're punching, it's 1 mm-hmm. plus your strength.
Okay, my strength is 16.
No, plus your strength bonus.
Oh, strength bonus. Strength bonus is plus 3.
Yeah. Otherwise, monk damage would be insane.
Oh, goodness. 100 every turn.
Yeah. I poke them in the nose. He dies.
Oh, God.
The back of his head just explodes. Okay, so you punch him in the head, and
yes.
He does the characteristic roll with a punch thing where his head goes to the side, mm-hmm. and he looks back at you, and there's a little bit of blood coming from his lip because you split it a little mm-hmm. bit with the punch. And
good.
He looks at you and says, "Make peace with whatever gods you follow. You are doomed."
Betray!
Get him,
yes,
Paige.
Yes, you are betrayed.
God,
you know, I'm going to punch him, too.
Okay. Have at it for him. I'm tired
now,
of
as a monk, your mechanics for punching are a bit different.
I'm only doing one, not the full flurry of blows, but that's...
Oh, you sure? Do the five-finger death punch.
So that's a 19. That will hit.
Oh, my.
It helps if I put the roll order in there.
Yeah, that didn't read right.
That does some damage.
33. Okay. Well, he's not bloodied yet. He's pretty beefy for an orc. But now you've knocked his head going the other direction. And when he rights himself again, at this point, it looks like he's got the start of what's going to be a black eye. But not enough time has passed for it to really swell shut yet.
Give us some more details or we'll keep using you as a punching bag. I could do this all day.
She can. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Waste time. Keep punching me instead of running. Your end will come shorter. Sooner.
More Paige rolls certainly. Her eyes. Because Paige is pretty done with all of these gods thinking that they can destroy the world. You know, feels it a little personally. And so Paige looks at Orc Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And goes... Like, does the obvious, like, can I just go? can I take care of this?
At this point, yes.
And I cast Told the Dead.
Wow.
I am not in the mood for... And I, like, right before I do that, I go, gods will betray you.
And if your gods think you're a worthy envoy, then I gotta say I'm not impressed with them.
Of course I'm not worthy.
Oh, it's, he has to make a
I'm getting
wisdom
something
saving throw
out of the
15.
Bargain. I am pulling out my d20 so I can actually do that.
Oh, it's a 2d12 because he's hurt.
Yeah, oh. Because, well, even if you hadn't been punching him,
there's
he fell out of
chose
a tree.
That, but, Crash?
I got a 12.
Okay, so.
Oh, okay.
2d12 dice. 24 damage.
Oh.
Oh, that max.
Wow.
Nice. So,
Paige is obviously like, just have Paige be very, very angry because it's very obvious. Done with these betraying gods.
Okay, so you know how in a cartoon when someone is too close to a large symbol or bell and it rings and you start to see like a blurred image of them as they vibrate mm-hmm. to the same resonance as the bell? That happens here and. Blood comes out of this orc's ears, his eyes roll back in his head, and he falls over.
Meh, he wasn't talking anyway.
Puny gods.
We slayed the rest of his group. I don't know why he thought he'd be so tough. But this is an orc thing, unfortunately, and it can be quite annoying at times.
Puny gods.
And he is wearing that symbol.
Oh, no.
gods betray.
Well, just in case he wasn't lying, I think he was. We should probably at least let people know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I look at my little hedgehog buddy again. Little Watson. Is that what we decided his name was? I don't know. Well, I have to come up with an actual name. I have an idea, but I need to look it up.
You could keep calling it Lulu if you want to.
True. Well, for now I am, but I have an idea for a different name, but I'll get to it later. I have to look up something I keep forgetting.
Soon it will be the hedgehog formerly known as Lulu.
Yes.
Then it will be an unpronounceable symbol. And then once you get through the contract negotiations with the former publisher, you'll go back to being Lulu.
Yeah. So anyways, Lulu, I look at Lulu, and, you know, because of that whole mental telepathy thing, and think, unfortunately, about Goblin P and the direction it was.
God. Yes, unfortunately is a word that should be included in that sentence.
About tracking Goblin P.
And you now know exactly what a hedgehog sighing looks like.
Oh, no. You guys also, see that, you're just like, what is Paige doing?
Also, you know what a hedgehog that is resigned to its fate and lot in life looks like. As it sort of just hangs its head. Now, one could try to convince themselves that its head is going down so it can sniff the ground more thoroughly. But you know,
little guy.
You know it's hanging its head in shame and disappointment.
It just vibes out on a strong emotional level.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is not a happy creature.
No. But then again, what creature would be happy when told to seek out what it's seeking out?
Right, yeah.
So go ahead and give me a perception check for Lulu.
Okay. I had to reload the page. I have the tab open, but I haven't looked at it in a while. You said perception check?
Yes.
Perception is wisdom. Okay. At least it's not minus.
Oh, no. That's a nat 20.
Oh, crap, I'm rolling good today.
Second nat 20 tonight.
Oh.
All right.
Anyway. I'm rolling good today. My hedgehog can see all.
No. It's much worse. Your hedgehog can smell all. Oh. That is much, much worse.
I'm in the head, so I understand what he smells. I smell as he smells.
Oh, you smell?
What does your hedgehog nose smell?
Well,
you what smell. What do your hedgehog noses smell? Yes.
You smell the latrine. You smell the orc that you just killed by tolling the dead. The bell did toll for him.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, fun fact, most creatures, when they die, lose control of certain bodily functions. So
that's adding to the smell effect.
Yes, but with a nat 20...
Oh, cool! I actually have advantage on wisdom checks about smell, but anyway...
Yeah, so you could reroll if you wanted to, but you don't have to. With with a nat 20...
Just to see if you get a double nat 20 somehow.
No, I'm saving that.
With a nat 20, Lulu is able to block out all of those other odors and all of the nice odors of a forest that are pleasant, that are enjoyable, and focus on the odor that is goblin.
Goblin pee, goblin pee. Where do you go?
Where do you pee?
And at its maximum speed of 20 feet per round, it trudges off into the gloom.
I follow.
Okay.
I'll follow too. I mean, I may not know what Paige is thinking half the time, but I do think Fahim figured out. Well, Fahim knows Paige is a scholar, so Fahim knows Paige is smart, even if she acts chaotic.
Yeah. I know I'm going to have to explain this to Orc Mom while I'm just walking away.
The rest of you did see the hedgehog.
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. I'm going to see if our large friend can possibly tell the rest of the camp that we need to move, and then I'm going to join my friends here.
Oh, Zimran already walked off to say so.
Okay, so that's handled. Then I'll go with them.
Okay.
To, follow the hedgehog.
Okay, you head out for a girls' night out.
Yeah, I turn to Orc Mom because I know that Orc Mom did not join us on our fun adventure because mom time. But I turn to Orc Mom and go, Chef, leave. Find Chef. Chef, leave trail. Following trail.
Okay.
I am very sad at the word trail. Like, it was definitely like, Chef left trail.
Yeah. So,
but because
then.
These are mimicking.
Yes.
Trail might be said face. In a happier tone, but you just see Paige's body language shows
yeah.
that in spite of the happy sound, there's nothing happy about this.
Yeah.
Trail! And you just see slumped over like, ugh.
All right, then. Maybe we can find this goblin.
There is no puffed up burb here at this point.
No, puffed up is happy burb.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, usually, this is our usually. Last choice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you head off into the woods following the trail of betrayal.
Also, I pick up the hedgehog and, like, have him, you know, direct me by me carrying him so we don't have to go 2 miles an hour again.
Okay, but as soon as you pick up Lulu has a harder time smelling the trail because the trail
oh,
is
Oh, never mind
down.
Then. Then I put yeah. it down. Then I yeah. keep it on the ground. Never mind.
For the briefest of seconds, it was happy. Like, you've taken me away from all the... No, no, stop putting me down. Stop putting me down. And now that I appreciate that at this point, we're not very far into the recording. We're only... Actually, because I pressed the recording button a little late, we're 19 minutes into the recording. I'm going to have to download this off a mixer. Yeah, oh well. I do appreciate that the name of tonight's session now fits so well.
I feel so bad.
I have forgotten the name.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it does fit. Oh, no.
Yes. Okay. I love this game. I am always here for this content, but maybe not this content as much as other content.
Goblin Pea Adventures.
Goblin
I can't believe
bees,
how much plot we're doing with hedgehogs
and there
smelling
and
goblin
everywhere.
Bees.
Oh, no.
This is the second session that's been goblin chasing with my hedgehog as a sniffing dog.
And to be fair, technically the third session chasing the same goblin because it was two sessions last week.
True.
Okay. So speeding along, Lulu was able to pick up the trail and it's slow going through the woods, but it is kind of meandering is the wrong word. It looks more like the goblin whose name is Graris, like went in one direction, then doubled back and then went in another direction. As if he was certain that people would try to be tracking him. So there are times when you are feeling like, well, those of you who aren't gifted with a supernatural sense of smell through a familiar or as a familiar, you feel like you are going back and forth and that the trail has been lost. But those of you, namely Lulu and Paige, that do have this ability, feel like you keep getting closer and closer.
Goblin betray.
And as the smell gets fresher and fresher, you come up to what appears to be a rope tied between two trees with a set of clothing hanging from it.
Dang it! Dang it!
Goblin-sized clothing?
Yes.
I think this is the end of our trail, for lack of a better word.
Well, you know the goblin was definitely here. There is a small stream nearby. The clothing is, it's not slightly damp. It is very wet. So the goblin was here very recently.
Is there any way to track which way he went from here since it's recent?
I'm going to ask for a survival check from whoever wants to try to track him.
I'll do it. My survival's plus 6.
I'll assist, so
nope.
Roll at advantage.
Not me!
I've rolled a 19 and survival.
Okay, we're trusting Orc Mom. We are trusting Orc Mom.
I'm sorry, what was that roll again?
The roll on the dice was 19 and the survival skill is plus 6.
We are trusting work, Mom.
And if that's not enough, I declared I was helping Jen. Yes. So.
Well, I was not.
So you are able to follow a trail of muddy footprints from where the clothing was hung up over to one of the trees that has the rope tied to it from one tree trunk to another. Mm-hmm. And as you look up, you see in a natural crook in a tree branch, there is an underdressed goblin who appears to be asleep.
How high up is he?
About 10 feet.
I pull out my broomstick.
So maybe he didn't actually betray us. He just, for some weird reason, wanted to wash his clothes before going back to the orc camp.
I mean, if you smelled like goblin pee, would you wash your clothing?
Orc camp.
But I also want to run around in circles and continuously try to chase off anyone who's following me.
To be fair, the people who were following him were very large ogre zombies.
Yes, but I pull out my broomstick and hover right near him.
Okay. He still smells faintly of urine, but not as bad. He mostly smells of goblin, which is not very good.
But better than pee.
Better than pee. Is that the slight hint of kombucha?
No. Oh, no.
I look at Hardee's, and I nudge him to, you know, shake Goblin Man awake while still really close to his body floating in the air.
Okay. So I'm going to roll a check for Hardee's to figure out if Hardee's understands what you mean by this. Keeping in mind that
Hardee's instead decides to try to choke him.
Keeping in mind that a crawling claw is undead and has no brain.
Yeah.
Never had a brain.
Yeah.
And that means I actually have to look up their stats again. Okay. Oh. Well, they have an intelligence of -3.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. Uh-huh. So you notice the crawling claw, and I'm going to roll just evens to odds to figure out what happens here.
No. Oh, no.
Okay. Hardee's has no idea what you wanted to do. It you nudge it, and it just nudges you back.
Could have been worse.
True. I could have actually choked someone again.
It's acting kind of like a cat where it's like coming up to your face and nudging you over and over again. But it's a rotting hand.
You're playing a game.
So.
Yeah, okay. I sigh and I pet Hardee's. And I pat him to be like, you're trying.
Should I be a horrible person and say that you hear a purring sound?
Oh, no.
I will not do that.
I'm just going to shout the goblin's name as loud as I can.
Yeah, I'm still going to stay there. Now I'm like grinning because I know that I'm still going to be able to scare the crap out of them.
Well, I just rolled a 2 on the die for his reaction. So you yell, Graris! And he wakes up with a start, and the start is enough where he falls 10 feet and lands on his face.
Can I try to catch him?
You may certainly make the attempt.
What should I roll? Acrobatics, athletics, or?
Straight up dexterity.
Sleight of hand. Religion.
I don't think it's either of those.
Religion.
There is a human being named Patrick Rothfuss who tries to come up with creative uses for the various skills in which he is proficient when the skills in which he has no skill whatsoever are much more applicable. And it is referred to as that Patrick Rothfuss BS. I am certain that they mean Boy Scout.
Of course.
Possibly Barbra Streisand.
That actually might work too. Trying to deter you from looking at something that he doesn't want you to see. And making it more obvious. Yeah.
I just realized that my only skill that I have a negative for is athletics. So please don't fake me.
You come up to a bench with a bar going across it and large cylindrical weights attached to each side. You must lift it in order to defeat the monster.
No! My negative 2 strength!
That's not going to work.
The page is a verb.
It, Fahim, it's not a skill. You're just rolling and adding your dexterity.
Okay.
Paige is just a small burb.
11.
She's just a small burb. Nobody loves her. With an 11, you rush forward and you stick out your hands, and Graris falls between them.
Oh.
He's just a small and burb. Lands on his face. Loser family.
Sorry.
Grab him.
Her life from having to smell pee.
Oh, no.
Well, the good news is it's only 10 feet, so it's a single d6 for damage. And I have added that to Garrus's character sheet because I went and made a character sheet for Garrus.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Grab him before he runs, Fahim.
Yeah, Paige is now...
Are we sure that's necessary?
Just in case.
But, I'll go grab him. I don't care.
Paige is just floating right above Goblin Chef just to watch. Just to be ready.
Okay. So, Onka, you said you're heading out to...
I'm going to go grab him before he takes off and alerts whoever.
Okay. Give me a strength check.
I've rolled a 6, and strength is +3.
I've got a nat 20 for the contested roll. So you reach out to grab Graris, and he... As your hand goes out to grab the scruff of the shirt that he's still wearing, he sort of rolls over your hand.
Oh, no.
And the path takes him up your arm, and he lands behind you.
Graris, we just want to talk.
Yeah, well, why'd you knock me out of the tree?
Is it because
there was too much pepper in the soup? Was it the pepper?
No. And we didn't knock you out. We just accidentally woke you up too hard. That's just a risky run when you sleep in a tree.
Morning!
We have questions.
Is it about soup? I know
so. No.
Ogre fight!
Oh. Yeah. Did you notice there's a lot of zombies in the woods right now?
I have my zombie hands pop up on my shoulders while I make the apple.
she's not deterred by this, you can see. So,
yeah, we have many questions. It's not always about you, okay? It's about me, how I'm relatively small and don't have a large amount of hit points. Not that anyone here knows what those are.
So if the woods are so zombie infested and you're so small, why is it when we bailed you out, you didn't go directly back to camp?
Did you notice how many zombies there are in the woods?
Why alone in woods?
That's only more reason for you to go directly back to camp where it's safe.
Zombies between me and the camp. They're moving around.
Didn't see.
She's right. We didn't see any zombies on the way out here.
Came back to camp. No zombies.
Okay. That's weird. Because I saw a lot of them.
Chef, why go out alone? For ingredients.
Most people don't want to come with me to look for potatoes.
But, like food.
Yeah.
So, defend Chef.
Now, you see, that's the kind of argument that I make. And it's about as successful as you would think.
I think it'd be reasonably successful.
You're going to have to talk to the rest of the monks about that, then. It's usually not very successful at all.
They worried.
Of course they're worried. The woods was full of zombies.
And we're back to this.
They were worried for me? Well, that's very touching, actually. I got the sense that they really didn't care about me too much.
Chef!
I mean, yeah, I'm the cook, but, I mean, let's be honest. My 17 herbs and spices that I add to the soup are just pepper 17 times.
I assure you the orcs don't care, really, honestly. They're not, as a group, we're not very picky about what we're going to eat. We're also not that expressive, so that they haven't killed you means they like you.
They trust.
Generally.
Trust.
I don't know what that word is.
Hmm.
Say it again.
Okay, so.
Trust.
Okay, so let's say it this way. Yes, I do know what trust is, but I'm a goblin. We don't tend to trust each other a lot.
I'm a bird. No steel, though.
Uh-huh. And most other races don't trust us. Because of the whole not trusting each other thing and the backstabbing.
And Kenku.
And the murder.
And Kenku.
Yes, that's very nice. Pleasure.
Wait, go back. Wait. What was that part about murder?
Do you know anything about goblins?
No.
Yeah.
I will say that actually as an orc, you know something about goblins.
But I didn't grow up with the orcs.
True. True. But goblins are still a race that's existed in Circulus for a very, very long time. Goblins in Circulus are very similar to goblins elsewhere. They are very short-lived, all things considered. They tend to have lots of kids, so their numbers increase exponentially. And what keeps the numbers down are they are rather chaotic, not so much loyal. They're loyal to whoever's the strongest.
Okay.
And if given the chance, and I'm generalizing here, before someone jumps in and says not all goblins. if given the chance, they tend to choose to do horrible things because the horrible things are more fun.
Am Kenku.
Okay.
I just keep saying Am Kenku is like, yeah, I know.
That works.
So it is possible that Paige would be able to come in and take control of most goblin clans if given the opportunity and a lazy Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now I'm just imagining Paige with an army of goblins.
Yeah. Goblin clans. So back in the days of the Empire, if I can wax exposition here, back in the days of the Empire, what would normally happen would be if there was a mining operation that they wanted to do carefully over a long period of time and get every ounce of ore out of that mine as possible, they would have dwarven teams doing it. If it was a fly-by-night thing where maybe they didn't quite have the rights to that area, so they just wanted to do a smash-and-grab type thing, they would use goblins.
Ah, okay.
Because they didn't care if there was a cave-in from the goblins delving too deep and killing all of them. You're like, eh, whatever. After the Empire fell, most of the goblin clans that were able to be rounded up were pretty much absorbed into orc clans. Because the orcs liked having someone around to pick on, for the most part.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I keep seeing Goblin Darth Vader.
Now, the same thing was done for ogres, by the way. You'll often find ogres in with orc clans. But the ogres are too dumb to know they're getting picked on. The goblins are. And the orcs kind of liked the idea that if they were picking on someone, they knew it.
Mm. That sounds very orc, actually. Okay.
I am Kenku. I am a Kenku, I know.
Why does she keep saying that? I don't.
I think she's trying to
I think she's trying to say that she understands.
Yes,
Kenku.
She doesn't have a lot of words yet.
Yeah, Kenku, if you haven't noticed, she can't speak. She can only mimic.
Kenku.
That would explain why she was yelling pepper so much.
Non.
Possibly.
Feeling. Kenku's non-murder. Kenku's non-die.
She's definitely been talking to Zinrin.
Oh my. Are you sure you're not a feathered goblin?
No. Burp.
She's a bird.
Mm-hmm. I have my wings. Okay. I flap my wings. I'm a bird.
Okay, well, you're probably better at flying than me, mostly because you've got that broom and I don't.
I get a little sullen at that because I'm like, can't fly.
Yeah, Grouse has no idea that he hit a sore point.
Doesn't know. He's just insulted you. Okay.
No, I'm like a weepy bird, because like...
Oh, no.
Wow, you're doing a great impersonation of that hedgehog you brought with you.
Okay, well...
I have never seen a sad hedgehog in my life. That's new. Hedgehogs are usually so upbeat right until you throw them in the stew pot. What did you do to your hedgehog to make it sad like that?
Goblin pee!
We used him to track you. And I guess by your pee, based off of what Paige just said.
Apparently, yeah. So it's not a happy little critter right now.
So I don't know if you've ever seen a sad goblin before. But when you inform him of how you tracked him down, he kind of just wilts in front of you.
Oh,
I'm still wilting myself. So it's once again, there's kind of commiserating going on. Oh, no.
The misery spreading like a virus at this
it
point.
It is. We need to get moving.
In my headcanon, I have no idea if this is possible, but in my headcanon, we just have a sad Kenku and a sad goblin sharing their misery in a sad embrace. Like, I know, it's so horrible. What has life done to us?
I have, like, the rain cloud of sadness over them, and I also have, like, this time is here playing sadly in the background. A la Arrested Development.
A show I have never seen. All I know about it is there may have been some light treason.
Yes.
And there
yes.
is. And there's always money in the banana stand.
Yes. That is the one episode I've seen is the banana stand.
It is, they have a long-running gag that every single time someone does something that makes them sad or makes someone else sad, in the background, as they slowly and dejectedly walk off screen, they have Christmas Time Is Here from the Peanuts play.
Okay, so this GIF has just been shared. One of the scenes actually has a red doghouse with a dog on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so anytime that they walk like that in the background, there's da-da-da. Like,
wow. Okay, then.
But it's sad.
Yeah, I've seen most of the show. I don't think I've seen all of it, but I didn't remember that. So, yeah. Anyway. Right. Okay.
Well,
so,
we've been playing for just under an hour. What do you say we take a 5-minute break and come back?
Sure.
So we end with a tragically sad embrace of a bird. Sad because she's reminded of her curse, crying with a goblin who was told that he smells bad.
Where he was tracked because of an odor. That the only reason that odor was present was because he was scared out of his mind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Picture, if you will, the waterfall arcs of tears coming out of their eyes.
Oh, no.
In cartoonish fashion. All right, I'm going to press some buttons and we'll be back in 5. We're back. From outer space, because I'm stealing a line from Cindy, who stole the line from a song. Okay, so I believe you reached a point where you were deciding to head back to the camp.
We were crying.
You guys were crying.
Yes, you had found a commonality in your chaos and sadness.
Okay, yeah, we came from similar backgrounds. One feathered, one less so, but we understood. We help Goblin Man get redressed and then head back to camp.
Okay. So as you're heading back to camp, you are moving a bit faster because you are not following a hedgehog through the woods.
Right. No need for that anymore.
A depressed hedgehog through the woods, no less. Give me perception checks.
Okay. I've rolled an 8, I think. Yeah,
I got
perception.
20.
Perception's +3, so.
Okay. Well, Paige is definitely going to notice.
Eric, you've missed. Paige has had nothing but good rolls. I've had 2.
Dirty 20. 20.
Ooh.
And then, like, I got the highest roll for damage I did. I blew up someone's head.
Yeah, you pretty much did. The skull remained intact, but the brains are soup. Garrus would be pleased. But in any case. Fahim and Paige, both of you immediately are aware of the fact that there's something large coming through the woods.
I stop going back towards camp.
Guys, I think something's coming.
Oh, no.
I told you. Full of zombies.
Zombies?
Yeah.
Zombies.
We should be really quiet and not just yell zombies over and over again.
She's not really yelling. She's trying to be quiet. It's a thing. There we go.
Oh, if
there's
zombies. Ooh. Anyway.
Okay. Give me stealth checks if you are trying to be quiet.
Yes. I've rolled an 18, and stealth is plus... Nope, stealth is minus one, because Anka's usually kind of clumsy.
24!
So I have a 17.
I nat 20'd it.
Wow.
I got a 19 plus 5.
Fahim is like, when a little kid closes their eyes, and then they think they're invisible, only Fahim actually does
it. Actually.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
There's a small sapling that's maybe a 1-inch diameter. Fahim hides behind it. Successfully. Successfully hides behind it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if she's wearing like a fluorescent orange shirt or something. She's just not there anymore. And what was Unka's role? I missed it.
17 total.
Okay. So, yep, that's all pretty good. So you all hide. I should probably roll for Graris.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a roll. What's his bonus?
Oh.
Stealth. I mean, he's... Oh, yeah. That's an 18.
He's doing better than me, so...
Yep.
His peace-soaked abilities.
Well, you weren't tracking him. You were tracking the scent of his poor life choices.
Yeah.
He himself is proficient in stealth when he wants to be.
Isn't he related?
But in any case, you're all incredibly stealthy, and five ogre zombies walk right past your location. Like, at one point, they're walking between where several of you are hiding, and then they walk zombie. Off in the woods in the opposite direction.
Zombies.
So, you were wondering why I didn't go back to camp? Zombies. That's why I didn't go back to camp.
There's searching for us.
They've been going through woods all night. I figured I'd take a nap in a tree, wake up in the morning, and try to get back then.
Paige has a realization from seeing this all. Paige actually has like a brain blast moment. Paige does not know how to explain this.
Oh, no.
But Paige recognizes the fact that it isn't so much that there is a spy. It's as much as the fact that the zombie ogres themselves are naturally the spies for whoever's doing it. So they're combing the woods at random. But the thing is that it's not the evil orcs, the big old scary dudes, are the Tanarooks?
Tanarook? Yeah, I think.
They are the ones who are, I think, in Paige's mind, they're the ones controlling the Zombo orcs, and that is how they're always able to find us and then switch the camps around, is because they are connected to the zombies, not that one of the camp members is going out and telling them.
Give me an insight check.
Insight? Where is that on my piece of paper? There you are.
With our rolls today, this will either be a nat 20.
Okay, so
you've used up all your high rolls. That's six, because it's a 3 plus 3.
No, I used it.
And you used your inspiration. Well, the beauty of this is now I will be able to give you a point of inspiration sometime in the future, which, based on past experiences, happens quite frequently. So, Eric, no, it has to be your character and you need to be playing it. Because if someone else is playing your character, they can get high rolls.
Yes.
I've seen it happen.
But yeah, but that's still Paige's idea.
Okay. Hmm. And with that roll, I'm not giving you any information to confirm or deny it.
But that's Paige's current hypothesis.
Okay. But that's just a theory. A game theory. I have never seen any of those videos, but my students like it.
Yes.
Hip with the fellow youths.
With the youths?
No.
How do you do, fellow
youths?
Paige's
theory makes significantly less assumptions than your average game theory video.
But yeah, you do see, y'all see the fact that Paige is like, oh, I thought of something, not, oh no, I'm scared, gasp. It's like the, oh.
Anka is concerned. I think she just got an idea.
I think you might be right about that.
Orc mom.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, saying that's funny.
It is funny.
Zombies?
Yeah.
Tatarooks have zombies.
Okay.
Track camp and us with zombies.
Oh, that's a something, Bob.
That is definitely a thought. I just don't want the zombies tracking me right now.
Yeah, and then, you know, just to, like, give Orc Mom some more reason to, like, understand how it happened, I say I swear that I learned in Infernal.
Okay, my ears are burning.
Yeah.
Like, they feel like someone just set them on fire. Yeah, they're actually on... How did you do that?
Yeah, just so that way Orc Mom gets the idea that I think there's some real shenanigans afoot with the unhealthy magics.
Might I just say that I am thrilled and dismayed that somebody swore an infernal near the Kenku.
Right.
And the fact that he did it on purpose.
And the fact that he's not here currently.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we should go back to camp. I know they moved. I hope they moved.
Yeah. First priority is to get back to camp. Preferably right. Without another fight, but we can. I can take down more orc zombies if I need to.
Yeah. Also at Orc Mom, I say, you know, like scarecrows.
Oh, okay.
The who what now?
It's a long story, Graris.
We ran into a bunch of scarecrows that were really scarecrows possessed by demons and under a weird contract to obey people.
Sort of. They were a bit evasive about that, but...
Mind control!
Yes, kind of. sort of. It's a long story, Graris. Let's go back to camp and you can hear that story another time.
I'm beginning to feel less safe around you, to be honest. I mean, I just have to worry about zombies and killer orcs. Weird stuff.
Yes, we are the unluckiest group of adventurers you will meet, so, yeah.
Most of the weird stuff just happens to be in the area we wandered to.
Right.
I don't think most of it follows us.
To be fair, I've met more unlucky adventurers, but most of them were already dead, which is pretty darn unlucky.
I look at Fahim when Fahim says, well, to be honest, I'm like, I look at Fahim and I go, we follow it.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, we heard that the place, that the monastery was in danger and we ran here.
Well, that's because I thought my mom's were.
Right.
Technically, you took a 5-year round trip.
Yeah,
we went directly. Time did not.
That's an out of context quote.
That's great.
Because that is very accurate at the same time without the context. What the heck?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Oh, my baby. Sorry, I play with my cat. That's the noises.
All right.
When my cat makes it onto the stream, it's because he's jumping into the dice tray.
Well, my cat looks like he's about to, like, attack me, so I'm trying to distract him with toys.
Valid.
Good plan. Good plan.
Alrighty. So, you're in the middle of the woods. A bunch of ogre zombies just walked past you. What now?
We track our way back to camp?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me another stealth check.
Okay. I have rolled an 11. Stealth is a negative 1, so I have a 10.
19.
9.
Oh.
One of us is sneaking.
Okay. So, I have good news and bad news. The good news is, for the things that are looking through the woods for anything that can go smish, I rolled a nat 1 for their perception check.
Okay.
Woo!
The bad news is, I also have to roll for Graris' stealth check. Now, Graris, being proficient in stealth, has a plus 10.
Oh, thank goodness.
But bonuses don't count when you roll a nat 1, which I've also done for him.
Oh, okay.
So, imagine, if you will, the perfect storm of conditions to create the most brittle of small twigs that takes the least amount of pressure for it to snap in a way that is measured in decibels and has been placed in such a location as to keep it dry in spite of rainy weather, so that it remains pristine, but is propped up on 2 small rocks, so that it is perfectly positioned to be stepped on in the most effective manner possible. Now imagine, if you will, that Graris totally didn't see that coming and stepped on it.
Oh, no.
I think that was the bird.
Oh, no. Excuse me, I got a 19.
Yeah, I'm looking where his feet are and where his are, and I'm going, I think it's the bird.
Paige is almost like looking just like a natural bird in the woods, like, don't even.
Would you believe it was the wind?
No, Gross, but don't you didn't worry see about it.
It's okay. We'll handle it. Whatever.
If zombies find us,
the wind blowing.
If zombies find us, you just try to stay safe. We'll fight them off.
You hear the thuds of very large feet heading towards you in no fewer than 3 different directions. I don't think we can fight that many. I think running is a good idea.
We he says this while he's running. There he goes.
Yeah.
I have a question. Which way are we heading?
Well, the sounds that are running towards you happen to be from 3 different directions, like to the left, to the right, and behind you.
Okay.
If you move forward, you're heading back towards where the camp was.
All right. I might as well take off. I'm probably not going to run at full speed because as a monk, I'm faster than everyone else.
Right.
And I want to keep pace with the group.
How fast can stupid goblin man run?
Can stupid. Okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's valid.
Paige doesn't currently have a high opinion.
Well, I mean, you had a connection there for a moment, and then he blamed you for him stepping on a twig.
True, yes.
Not only that, stepped on the twig, tried to blame me. Still kind of smells like pee. And also the fact that reminded me that I can't fly.
Okay.
Right.
So fun fact, Graris apparently has a level or 2 in Rogue because he does have Cunning Action, where he can use a bonus action to take the dash, disengage, or hide action each turn.
He's gone.
So he's double moving and using his bonus action to move again. He's got an effective movement speed of 90 right now.
Awesome. I just needed to make sure if I need to, like, take care of him to get him out of danger.
If there's danger ahead of you, you're going to have to catch up to him to get him out of it. Because he's making a run for it at this point.
So, Orc Mom, how fast can you run?
I don't know. Let's see.
Most likely your movement speed is 30.
Yeah, that's the default for most
races. I'm trying to find it.
If you're in D&D Beyond, yeah, it's 30. Up at the top.
Oh, 30. Yes.
Okay. 30. So yeah, I sigh, and I get on my broom so I don't trip on anything. I know.
What's your broom's movement speed?
My broom's movement speed? That's a very good question. Let me look at it.
I'm looking for it, too. Okay.
I got it right here. Feet. 50 feet.
It has a flying speed of 50. So you're not as fast in the air as Graris is on the ground.
But I am faster than I would be on my feetsies.
And you are, yes. And Fahim, what's your movement speed?
I think mine's 45.
45, okay.
But like I said, I'm going to try to stay with the group, which if Paige is going at full speed, means that I'll probably stick with the slowest member of the group.
Which would be Onka.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm looking at something. Sorry, I'm looking at my spells to go fast, and I'm trying to see if I can.
Okay, so, but either way, you're going your top speed, and me and Onka are.
Yeah, if you're double moving, your speed is 60.
Yeah, what's your speed, Fahim?
It's double.
It's 45 by default, so at double moving, it would be 90, but I'm purposely holding back because I was hoping to keep the group together.
I am going to cast Haste on Orc Mom.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What will that do?
What does it do? Yeah.
Twice as fast, gets a +2 bonus to AC, has advantage on dexterity saving throws, and gains an additional action on every turn.
Okay.
So you're now faster than Paige.
Yes, but the thing is that we were going places.
So here's the thing. With your movement doubled, it's now 60. Mm-hmm. If you use an action for movement, now you're going 120. But you have 2 actions. So you can actually go 180. Congratulations. You have embodied Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh my gosh.
You can pass Graris.
Honestly, Orc Mom is the best person to have with Chef Goblin.
Probably.
So yeah, so I do that so she can make sure that nothing stupid happens.
Too late.
Which she's far been doing most late. Of the campaign, or at least
it is,
trying.
It is far too late to prevent any of that. That happened episode one.
Yeah.
Right. The episode six. I trust out of all of us who are here that Orc Mom will be the best at preventing more catastrophe. As much as possible.
I mean, well, she is the cleric. So yes.
Yes. Yeah. And, yeah. But then I speed after as fast as I can on my little brooms.
Okay.
And
so
with no one else, Fahim's moving at full speed. She's now technically the slowest, but she's only 10 feet a turn behind Paige.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Paige, do you keep pace with Fahim or no?
I keep it just slightly ahead of Fahim.
Okay.
So like 5 feet in front of her, you know? Yeah.
Come on, you can do it.
It was, I believe in you. You know, because urging, but like keeping close enough that if something horrible does happen, I can assist.
Okay, well,
we probably shouldn't be running right back to camp.
Well, that's what the cobbler.
Where Graris is going?
Yeah, that's where Graris is going. So, you're either following him or not. Either way, he's making a beeline for camp.
Yeah, Bionka,
you can catch up. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry. What was that?
You too. But yeah, I look over at Fahim and I go, should distract from camp?
I thought camp moved. I mean, I don't know if they have yet.
I was asking Fahim, and I was saying it because if you two are running back to camp, because I know that's where Graris is going,
mm-hmm.
and these guys know where we are, if we split up, we might confuse them. I don't want them to run right back to camp, because that's the whole point.
I'm not sure it's entirely necessary. Zombies aren't exactly known for their intelligence or tracking, so if we just get away from where the noise was made fast enough, there's a decent chance that alone will confuse them.
Yeah, okay. I nod as we continue to fly, run forward.
Okay.
Floron?
Florence.
Florence.
Okay, Florence forward. So, Onka, you have the ability to catch up to Graris if you so choose. Are you going to attempt that?
Yep.
Okay. Give me a survival check to see if you can catch up to where he actually is.
I've rolled a 20, survival's plus 6.
So a nat 20 means that unless I also roll nat 20 for his stealth check, you can catch up to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he is running as fast as he possibly can, doing movement, then action to move, and then cunning action to move, and you sort of saunter your way past him as if he is standing still. Is there anything you wish to say to him as he looks over at you and his eyes just go wide as
on
he realizes
right.
that and there's your point of inspiration back.
Oh wow.
I'm just imagining like the goblin going as fast as he can. He's like, look at me, I'm like freaking amazing. I'm like Usain Bolt. And then all of a sudden you just see the giant hulking half-orc girl being like, hey, how you doing? Casually sauntering past.
Can I try to pick him up on the way?
I mean,
please,
yes.
Please.
Yes, you may.
Okay. Okay.
Please.
I know. So let's see. That's a 6. I don't know what I need of even like what skill I'm supposed to use for that, but yeah.
It would for you, I'd say add your strength bonus.
Okay, strength bonus is plus 3. So I have a 9.
That is not high enough. Unfortunately, I rolled a bit higher for him.
Okay.
That's a 12 on the die for him, and he's got a pretty high dexterity. So you go to grab him, and he still manages to just not be where your hand goes.
I'm trying to help you. I can go faster, and I know where camp is. I can move you away from the zombies quicker. I'm like circling him so I don't lose the speed.
So as he's still running, you're just going in circles around him.
Yeah, right.
Imagine, if you will, this tornado for me. Give me a persuasion check.
Okay. That's a 7. Persuasion is sort of persuasion. The inside investigation, perception, that ain't it. It's a plus 0. So whatever number I just said.
A 7 is not going to convince him that.
I'm trying.
Just laughing at the gif I put in chat.
Oh. Yeah, something like that.
I have some concerns about that, Jif. And there's nothing about it that is inappropriate or not safe for work or anything. And yet I am concerned.
Weird. I just have too many questions.
It's Conan O'Brien.
I know who it is.
That's one big answer, but like all of it.
The fact that I recognize who it is actually gives me more concerns than alleviates them.
Okay, so it's a gif of Conan O'Brien running in circles wearing a Kill Bill outfit around a man and like always facing him, pretending to be like the moon.
That's a good explanation, actually.
Except
yeah.
he's definitely not always facing them because he's turning in the opposite direction from the way he's going around.
I was editing that to be the moon because he's rotating around the man in the middle like he's the moon.
That just raises more questions.
It does.
Yeah. And I appreciate that we're spending this much time talking about a visual media in an audio-only podcast.
Right. Well,
I appreciate this every time it happens. I'm not upset about it. I'm not angry. It amuses me.
Good.
All right. So
next up, we're going to make paintings of smells.
Oh, no.
Goblin pee is that weird split pee color with a little brown in it.
Oh, God.
I am upset that you took no time at all to think about that. But it's just the words flowed from your mouth. And I'm upset that I used the word flowed.
Oh, no.
Double inspiration all the way.
Okay, the DM will take this inspiration.
Oh, I meant for me.
No. Players cannot give themselves inspiration. They must earn it.
You tried last time.
They must earn it by dancing for the DM's amusement. And by dancing, I mean making poor decisions. I mean, good decisions. Good decisions. Always the best decisions. For me. All right. So,
yeah, adventurers don't know how to make good decisions. It just happens when you become an adventurer.
Right.
I love how you can have a backstory that, like, everything has aligned to get you to be as awesome as possible. And, like, if you've got the folk hero background in particular, you have already done incredibly well for yourself, and you have a following of people who are very happy to see you and will give you food and lodgings if you need it and all that kind of stuff. And then, okay, I go into the bar and try to find information. I rolled a 1. Okay, so everyone beats you up and kicks you out.
Yeah.
My background just gets me all the books I want.
I mean, between those two situations, I take that one.
You should also meet a kobold named Marwise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At this point, Marwise probably has a grand library all of her own.
Books.
Because, you know, level 19.
Level 19, and she got a dragon who was willing to share his hoard for family reasons. So, yeah.
Yeah.
She level definitely 19, built a library.
Level 19, multiple friends who are fabulously wealthy, and at least two friends, who are capable of casting the wish spell.
So, yeah, she's got a library, but she's also very generous with loaning out the books because she likes learning things, but she also likes sharing that knowledge.
Paige just likes learning. Screw sharing. Anyway.
He is not having any of this. He is preferring to go under his own power. He does not want to fall gently into your embrace.
How will he ever know the touch of a God.
I'm not giving inspiration for that.
She already has it.
I already have it, but also that was not a planned sentence and I didn't know where it was going.
No, you didn't plan it, but I saw the direction it was heading in, and I thought, why would you throw anything in that direction?
Because that's my first
That's a bad direction. There is a sign that says bridge out, and that's the direction you went in.
I've been on Mastodon a little too long.
Oh, maybe.
Well, you can't trust signs.
Signs, everywhere there's signs.
Signs are just for reading, not for paying attention to.
They're blocking right, the scenery.
So I guess I'm not going to convince the goblin that I can help him.
You're just going to be circling him for safety.
Sure. I could do that.
So you However continue to last. Show him that you are much better than him in every way. Because you can track him and you can run faster than him. But you cannot pick him up. That's the one thing he's got going for him. It is impossible for you to pick him up.
Right.
Okay. Give me a stealth check at disadvantage.
Me?
Yeah, you're running in circles around the goblin. That is not the stealthiest of choices.
Okay, so that rolls a 13, and then I roll again for disadvantage. That one is an 8.
You have advantage on your dexterity saving throws.
I do?
Okay. Haste. So basically what that means is if you have advantage and disadvantage, they cancel out. So it was the first one.
The first one was 13.
Okay. Do you have a bonus?
And that was on the die.
Bonus to what?
Stealth.
Stealth.
Stealth? No. I have a -1 to stealth.
Okay. So you got a 12. All right.
Okay.
And now I'm going to roll for who's listening.
Uh-oh.
Okay. They don't hear you.
Surprisingly.
Thank goodness.
Yes. Paige and Fahim.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
We sort of left you behind.
That's fine. That was entertaining.
Okay. Give me a stealth check.
Okay.
18. Like the wilds. 24. We're doing good.
Okay. So yes, you are also doing quite well. Versus a 5, you're doing incredibly well. So you actually run past other zombies. Like there's Paige. One that as you run past, it just reaches out and half-heartedly goes towards you. But by the
Paige
time you're past.
Paige high-fives it.
No, don't. That'd be worse than disadvantage.
I could see Paige doing that, though.
I can totally see Paige doing that, and I will say that with the understanding that you got an 18 on your stealth check, you reach out, high-five it, fly past, and the zombie is not quite sure what direction you headed in, only that something hit its hand.
Paige is very much enjoying this.
By the way, the zombies that you just ran or flew past, that you Florenced past.
Yes.
So help me, that's going to become a verb in this campaign, and I'm not sure how I feel about this. Were not ogres. They were regular size zombies. They appeared to mostly be orcs, but there was a large number of them.
Hmm. Paige remembers this.
Well, there's if a we're dealing with a necromancer, they'll likely just work with whatever corpses they have. So, yeah, Fahim notices, but she probably doesn't think much of it. Necromancers raise the raw material they have to work with.
I saw a post, I want to say it was on Twitter, where it was a Lord of the Rings-inspired campaign where one of the players was like, they killed my brothers. I will avenge them.
Yes.
We've got my sword and my axe. And your brothers,
and
says
your
the necromancer.
Brother.
And your brothers.
yeah, that was a good one.
He was helping. Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, you run past a large group of orcs that are not quite all there anymore. They're a bit falling to pieces. And you do make it back to where the camp was when you left it. You do remember where you parked. This is the spot. There are several parking tickets on the ground. Apparently, your camp has been towed because you didn't put any money in the meter.
All right, so
okay,
we've all made it back? Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, right. Onka
you
and Graris get there first.
Okay.
It's up to you if you stick around and wait for the other two to catch up.
I'm going to look to see if my mother left me any signs that I can read to find out where they went.
Okay. Like, so while Graris sort of just like leans forward and puts his hands on his knees and starts trying to stop hyperventilating.
Mm-hmm.
It was just here a moment ago.
Yes,
you...
they've moved. I'm going to try to find where.
Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did. Haste worn off yet, or am I still like...
How long does haste last?
How long? Haste is a minute.
Okay, so that's
so I will say that at this point, yes, it has worn off. Give me a survival check to see if you can find signs of which direction they headed in.
I rolled a 7, and survival's plus 6.
And also, you're going to be very, very tired.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm just kind of standing still and looking to see if I see any little carvings in the trees or something.
With a 13, you do not find any obvious signs.
Okay.
Do we arrive soon?
Yeah, shortly after that, the rest of the group shows up. It feels a lot longer for them to show up than it actually was. But they do show up.
Can I use my nature to track?
You may use survival to track.
While she's doing that, I'm just going to say out loud, we should probably find a place to make camp for the night and try to figure out where the rest of the camp went tomorrow.
I got a 22.
Then I'm going to go to the goblin and try to help him calm down by teaching him one of the first meditation lessons I learned.
He's like, yeah, I know. Then you do this and this. And he says all the steps that you've learned. He knows it.
Oh, okay. You've been learning from the other monks. So just
been living with him for 5 years. I got it. I'm not very good at the higher level stuff. Cannot do a 3-inch punch through a big chunk of wood yet or ever.
We don't need you to do the advanced stuff. Just focus on the calm and the breathing until you're centered.
And not the large army of zombies that we ran past to get here. And the fact that the camp is abandoned. Right.
Page to assist does calm, soothing spa music.
Okay, now I will let you know what you got for your 22 for your survival check to see which direction everyone went in. But I really want to just put that over to the side and say, we will deal with this soon. Future Crash will announce this because I want to see a performance check for this soothing spa music. I am here for this content.
Don't forget, I am perfect mimicry.
I know, but it's a matter of picking the right song. And that's a 10. What we hear is Girl from Ipanema.
That's the one.
I hate this song. I was trapped in an elevator for 2 hours listening to this song. It is not calming. It is not calming.
Okay.
Just starts humming random piano pieces to add to the environment.
I'm just going to roll at disadvantage for Graris to see if he can actually find his center, which I'm going to argue that would be a charisma check.
Oh, no.
Well, the first roll was a 20.
Charisma or wisdom make the most sense to me, so.
Second roll was a 15.
Okay, good.
That's his bonus.
Okay.
Graris's character sheet, I choose you. Well, charisma is -1. He is very not charismatic.
Okay.
Well, not as uncharismatic as he possibly could be, but still. Okay. So he starts to calm down a little bit, but not a whole lot. And as he is finding his center, Paige, just so you know, you were able to get an idea for where everyone went. It was in all directions.
Oh, good.
Well, not so good, because there's a lot of footprints here, like more footprints that would make sense for a camp that had just recently been set up.
Tanneroaks!
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
And you become very much aware that there are a bunch of things in the woods that are, up until very recently, they were just out of how far you could see in the darkness. How far Onka could see in the darkness, because Onka's got dark vision. Mm-hmm. But now they've gotten just under that.
Okay.
Dang it. Like, they were enjoying my spa music.
Fahey may be trying to find her own center now.
One of them comes forward, and they look like in life they were an orc. It looks like they probably did not die of natural causes. Part of the chest is caved in a little bit in a way that Fahim is very familiar with, because Fahim might have done this recently to something else. Killed by punching, most likely. And it steps forward. Give me an insight check.
Who?
Anyone who wants to give me an insight check.
I will try. I've rolled a 6.
19.
Insight is +3. I probably don't have any idea.
Okay, 19. So the 19 twins, not 19 twins, but the twins who have rolled 19.
Gosh.
They wouldn't really be twins if there's 19 of them, but never mind.
They'd be clones.
It could be 19 sets of twins.
Oh, my goodness. But in any case, the two of you who rolled 19, it is very obvious that the zombie is not moving in a stereotypical fashion that a zombie would move in. One would argue that he's, to use the word a second time in the same session, sauntering.
Hmm.
Like, he's very aware of his station in life, and his station in life is far above most mere mortals. And he saunters forward, and looks around and says, "Ah, wonderful. I know you. And you. And you, my little friend. And, well, you have never seen before in my life. But no matter. I'm sure you're a wonderful person. Has any of you recently seen my former apprentice?"
Oh, no.
And that's where we're going to end it for tonight.
Oh,
thank you,
goodness.
Everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I have been Crash. I have been joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Jen, Millie, and Cindy. Ellie's been hanging out in chat. Eric was hanging out in chat for a little while as well. Let's do some quick plugs. So going down the list, Jen has a blog and podcast, bookofjen.net. It's where you can find that. Millie streams at twitch.tv/magicalmillie. Sometimes she reads fan fiction. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not. And sometimes she reads children's books, which are actually quite enjoyable. I will still refer to the Bassett as the Bassett in my head because I can't force my brain to do anything else.
It's probably the Bassett, but the thing is that I just was told it was the Bassett when I was a kid because it sounds more arty.
And you know what? That's valid. And we also have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on. Something that I started doing today, the day we're recording, so by the time that this goes out as a podcast, it'll have happened a while ago, is we have a bit of a buffer between when these shows are recorded and when they go live. Like right now, this episode will probably go live in April or later. But I'm taking all those edited episodes and putting them up on Patreon for patrons to our Patreon. So if you don't like that long gap, if you are someone who becomes a Patreon patron for us, you don't have to worry about that long gap. As soon as the episode is edited, it'll be up there. So until next time, this is Crash going, I am so, so sorry.
Sorry.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.